Recorded Books and RB Digital present Who Speaks for the Damned by C.S. Harris, narrated by Davina Porter. For Steve. Who Speaks for the Restless and the Damned? Charles Gramlich. Chapter 1. Somers Town, London, Thursday, 9th of June, 1814. Alone and trying desperately not to be afraid, the child wandered the narrow, winding paths of the tea gardens. G could hear laughter and the voices of other garden visitors in the distance. The day had been hot, unusually so for June, the child heard people say. But the sun was beginning to sink in the clear lavender-blue sky, lengthening the shadows beneath the arbours and hinting at the chill of coming evening. The scent of roses and peonies drifted sweetly on the moist air, stirring unbidden memories of the shady walkways and placid canals of the Hong merchant's private gardens. A wave of homesickness washed over the child, bringing a painful lump to G's throat and the sting of threatening tears. G swallowed and pushed the dangerous thoughts away. G had grown up hearing tales of the faraway misty islands of Britain, and somehow, in the child's mind, the British Isles had blurred with the garden islands of the Eight Immortals. Ancient Chinese legends told of island palaces made of gold and silver, where there was no pain or winter, where the rice bowls were always full, and those who ate the fruit of the enchanted trees would live forever.